Welcome to the Lost Dot Podcast and the Transcontinental Race number 9, supported by our race partners Kinesis, Physique, Pedaled, Hutchinson, POC, Apadura, Komoot, and Peak Design. Friday, 4th of August, day 11 at this year's TCR, and Thessaloniki is starting to swell with more riders arriving at the finish line. One of those riders is Jamie Wilson, who rolls in as the fastest woman, taking 24th position overall in the general classification.
Thank God I'm finished. Yeah, I did a little all-nighter then.
How does it feel to be done?
Yeah, really good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. To be fair, in the end, I was just getting too hot, and I was like, I just want this to be over. Yeah. Didn't feel like I was racing anymore. I felt like I was just, I can't actually go out in the sun anymore. And then I couldn't race. I was like going so slow. I must have been, honestly, I wasn't able to put any like power through the pedals at all. I was just absolutely drained. I tell you what, I did love though. I loved that gravel section.
You loved it?
Yeah, got to that gravel section like perfect. It was like, I came out of it at sunset. And it was just mega nice. Like, obviously there was no one there apart from me and a tortoise. I absolutely love the tortoises.
Crossing the road.
I picked one up and put it to the side.
Less than 3 hours later, Mirai Moldenhauer becomes the second fastest woman to complete the race. This is Mirai's first experience of racing anything like the kind of distance covered at the TCR.
I've never done something like that before, so I had nothing to compare to.
What kind of stuff had you done before?
Last year I did some shorter bikepacking events, but they were not races. And this year I did my first a little bit longer, which was 1,000 kilometers, was a lot of climbing. But that's about it.
Yeah. And so you're quite surprised just to finish, like, you know, second fastest and quite far out of the field. I mean, like, you are in top 30.
I'm surprised, yeah. And happy.
Yeah. What do you think went well for you then?
I think I was just generally really lucky. I didn't have any bigger mechanical problems. I had to change my rear derailleur just at the beginning and the pedals, but I didn't have any punctures and I didn't have any major problems physically. So it just went really well. I had a lot of fun and enjoyed it.
Any particularly fun moments?
Oh, there were so many. I really enjoyed the nature. Like, the Alps were really beautiful, and then after that, Slovenia, the pass, it was stunning. I really loved the parkour in Albania. I think I'm the only one who enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I went there when the sun was just getting down and the weather was perfect. It was getting cooler and I was climbing up, and with my tires I could like ride 95% of it. So it was really, really nice. I enjoyed it.
At one point, it looked like there would be a close finish in the race to be the fastest woman at this year's TCR. Maria Holdcroft, cap 41, was having a fantastic second half of the race and managed to catch Jamie before her TCR had to end prematurely.
Do you want to tell us a bit about what's happened in your race and how you've ended up at the finish?
3 days of punctures.
Well, I ended up at the finish with a taxi. Came off my bike about 2 o'clock yesterday morning in a bad rut in the road, basically. Basically flew off my bike, big cut on my knee, went to hospital. They spent forever cleaning the wound, which was really painful. Did a load of scans for my head, then discharged me. And I was thinking I could maybe ride because I was on loads of painkillers, but then they kind of wore off and realised that wasn't going to work. So I figured we'll come to the finish, see everyone, hang around for a bit. I mean, I literally can't cycle at the moment, I think. Like, just the thought of getting on the bike, I don't think it would work. I still had a great adventure. So, yeah, finding it difficult to be really disappointed. It would be nice to have finished, but not much I can do about it. So
I think that's the right attitude, really.
Yeah. What will be, you will be, and all that.
Congratulations on your race, anyway.
Thank you.
I think it was a really exciting one to follow.
Yeah, and I got so many messages of support, which was really amazing. Like, people I knew, people I didn't know. It was really incredible.
Ross Brannigan, race reporter, describes the growing buzz in Thessaloniki as more riders complete their TCR9 adventure.
It's been a really nice atmosphere at the finish today. We've now got the right number of riders to make it a very sociable affair. To begin with, obviously, with Christoph and Robin, it's just been quite quiet. And then today, as we've had our sort of top 40 start to trickle in over the line, more and more people have arrived and be swapping stories out on the road, mainly some funny route decisions, some random physical ailments that have beset them during their time, random mechanical problems. It's been really good fun just to listen to them all talking about those things to each other and for each of them to share in those stories together. We've also had a masseuse here who has been brought along by Peak Design, and she has been providing some relaxing sports massage to the riders, who she says have all actually been in much better shape than she expected.
I'm Hannah De Souza, and I'm a massage therapist, and I'm here from Peak Design, basically, to help them out, to volunteer, because I think this is an amazing race, and I just want to give back, because these riders are incredible, what they're doing. And I have a little dream to do it next year. To be honest, I'm actually quite surprised how well they're holding up, because I'm a sport massage therapist, so I do, you know, sport massage day in, day out. I was expecting a lot more tightness and more swelling. Some of the guys now starting to swell a bit in the ankle, in the feet, but I'm very surprised how well they're holding up.
While those at the finish start to think about the weekend's finishers party, there are still many riders out on the road trying to make it to control point 4 before the general classification cutoff time.
It looks like there are around 80 riders who are still in that land in between CP3 and CP4, including Mikko Makapau, who it looks potentially like he might miss out on the cutoff time, which would, I think, be a first for Mikko. Mikko's often known for his quite adventurous route choices in the transcontinental race, but somehow he defies the odds to arrive at the control points in time. But it looks on this occasion like he might miss the cutoff for control point 4 in Meteora. I think if it's 12 o'clock tomorrow, he has around 14 hours to complete that final stretch to control point 4, and then he has a reasonably long period of time in which to get to the finish line. So wishing Mikko and everybody else who are still out there riding to reach the cutoff for CP4 all the very best tailwinds and the strongest of legs to reach it in time.
Sometimes the biggest battle riders face is not with the body, but the bike. Patrick Doop, Cap 26, was trying to fix a puncture out on the three-section parkour 4, but then found himself with a slightly bigger problem to solve.
Okay, so then flip the bike around to go to put the wheel in, and as I do that, the wheel rolls down. It's like a switchback, and the wheel rolls down the grassy section to the road down below. And interestingly, it bounces quite well on the road, so I was happy with that. At least the pump works. But I swear a bit, I go down, I pick the wheel up, go to install it and hopefully to ride onto parkour 4B. But when I put the wheel in, I realize the cassette's missing. And so I sit down, I swear a bit more, and I start looking in this shrub for this cassette. And I'm looking for a good 45 minutes or so. I just can't find it. I'm thinking this is just the way my race ends. This is ridiculous. But then I slipped, because I'm wearing Crocs and walking over very loose terrain, fall on my ass, and then as soon as I come to, after again more swearing, I find the cassette. And so put the cassette on, but then realize it's not working, there's no drive. And then I look at my options, and my best option, I think, is just to walk up the climb, which is not much slower than riding up that steep climb. And then I start rolling my way down to try and find a taxi. And it takes me a good 6 to 7 hours to find a taxi. I found one in Mesa Quarter, which is about 80 kilometers from Tricola. And now I'm hopefully about to get this repaired so I can ride back the 6 hours with all of the climbing, and which will still give me enough time to get to complete 4C, get the checkpoint, and then ride on to the final parkour and the finish. Wish me luck.
Back at the finish, Ross catches up with more riders enjoying a well-earned rest. Lane Chambers, Cap 75.
How does it feel to finally reach the finish?
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. I'm so happy. Good.
You were originally going to do this as a pair, obviously, and you've now done it solo, and it was one of the, you know, few times you sort of done that. You know, how did the experience compare overall, do you think?
I definitely prefer riding a pair. It's nice to share the experience with somebody. I typically ride with my wife, so she's a really good person to ride with, as you can imagine. And what am I trying? I think I'm so tired. I don't know where I'm going with this. Yeah, I missed my wife. It was sad not to do with her, but like it's something I always wanted to tick off anyway. Do a TCR solo, so I've done it now.
Viet Fiedler, Cap 20, came up with an innovative solution to problems with his Achilles.
I bought sandals and flat pedals. I ended up like this. Yeah, I tried to manage it. Keep it cool, bend it and stuff, but it didn't work out in the end. And then I also cut my shoes open. But then I rode with sandals, yeah. Since Zagreb.
Since Zagreb?
So half the way, yeah.
Have you got a great tan line on your feet now?
No. Sandals and socks.
Oh, sandals and socks. Yeah, wow,
crazy.
So you're earning style points, really.
Yeah, sure.
Nice. Did it sort it though?
Sorry?
Did it fix the problem?
Yeah, so I. Yeah, not really. It's still swollen, but. I couldn't get into my shoes. So, yeah, I kept riding.
Yeah. Just let it. Sort itself out.
Yeah, I try to still keep it cool, like with ice and massage my legs and stuff. But yeah, sandals. It really gives you a good feeling on the bike. Yeah, sets you free a bit more. I think you're going descending a mountain. You just like the air is really flowing through your feet.
It's nice. Flowing between your toes.
Yeah.
That's a way to feel free, huh?
Yeah.
Mark Kowalski, Cap 244.
How does it feel to be done, man?
Amazing. Yeah, really good. We were just talking about my big cry I had yesterday as I approached Mount Olympus for the first time. Just started weeping. Couldn't stop.
In happiness or
yeah, happiness. Just pride. Like it was pretty hairy the last few days. I had some serious mechanicals that I thought would just stop, but that would make me need to scratch a pump that didn't work from the start.
Came in 32nd in the end, or something like that. I mean, how does that feel, given all those problems?
10th on the green leaderboard.
And 10th on the green leaderboard.
I can't believe it. I thought it was possible. I really wanted to get top 50, and now that it's happened...
By some way.
Yeah. Quite proud, I guess. Got to come back next year and do top 20. My girlfriend's eyes just went bug-eyed. Ecstatic. Family, friends are all ecstatic. I just can't believe it. I want to say, it's the payoff of a lot of training and investment of time Try and come up with a strategy and a training regime that minimizes risks of things going wrong. Double check your pump. Didn't do that. But yeah, if you work hard at something, it can pay off. So yeah, no, it's always been a dream of mine to come to the Transcontinental, so to get 32nd is just brings a few tears to my eyes.
The TCR9 experience may have now come to a close for many riders, but there are still challenges to face for others still out on the road. The goal is simple: to reach the finish, soak up the achievement, and enjoy the finisher's party with fellow riders. We'll pick up more of those stories over the next couple of days. You can find daily content from the race on our social media and read daily race reports from the road. Thanks to our race partners, Kinesis, Physique, Pedaled, Hutchinson, POC, Apadura, Komoot, and Peak Design. We